Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
Whether it's helping with hurricane relief efforts or providing books to a student in need, federal employees give back to their communities through the combined federal campaign. Since 1961, the CFC has raised more than $8 billion for nearly 8,000 charities. Vince McConey is the chairman of the CFC for the National Capital Area. He tells Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman more about plans for this year's charity drive.
We are looking this year to exceed what we raised last year, which was $38.7 million. We received 45,000 gifts, and we had 50,000 hours of volunteer service committed by federal employees. We hope to raise somewhere between $38 and $40 million. We will be happy if we get $38.8 million. We want to just do better than we did last year. And I'm really excited about this year's campaign because we're building on our Show Some Love theme by adding a new component, which is really focusing on the importance of volunteer service. And employees can sign up through the CFC to volunteer with one of the 8,000 charities that's in there. It's called Show You Care. And what we're doing is providing an opportunity to communicate with employees about the importance of not only giving a dollar, but of giving their time. And we're providing a mechanism for that to happen. Also this year, we're really excited. For the first time, we are working very closely with OPM to solicit all the federal retirees, all the annuitants that are in our area to participate in the combined federal campaign. People gave through CFC throughout their careers, and finally, we have an opportunity for folks to continue that giving into their retirement. And we've gotten some very good feedback on both of those initiatives already.
And I also understand that the CFC portal has gone through some changes between now and last year. Are you able to walk me through some of those changes real quick?
Sure. CFC across the United States was run many different ways around the country, and every single local campaign had their own giving portal. That was inefficient. It cost a lot of money. It wasn't as secure as it should be. And so I'm real happy that OPM took on a pretty big project in centralizing a process to collect all of the contributions that are given and securely get those to the charities. Obviously, whenever you do something big, the first time that you open up the portal, you learn a lot. Things don't work as planned. That happened last year, but it wasn't that big of a deal. OPM was able to correct those challenges early on, and we got on with the campaign. After it was over, OPM solicited feedback from a lot of employees, a lot of stakeholders, and a lot of charities. And now the portal is smoother, it is easier to get into, easier to make your contribution. And all of that was based on what we learned last year. So I think we have a really solid platform that's secure, that allows employees to know that the contributions that they make through payroll deduction or cash are going right to the charities that they designate.
And this is only one piece of the giving puzzle here, but of course, last year there was a very tumultuous hurricane season and a number of other natural disasters, wildfires in the West Coast. More recently, just a few weeks ago, Hurricane Florence hit North and South Carolina and parts of the South. Based on the sheer number of natural disasters last year, did the CFC see any kind of uptick in donations?
One thing that donors ought to know is that every day, dollars contributed through CFC are going into hurricane relief in Puerto Rico and in Texas and in other places that were impacted by those horrible storms last year and the wildfires. I mean, there are a number of nonprofits and charities within the CFC whose sole mission is to do this sort of rebuilding work. And when the hurricane or the storm or the wildfire hits immediately, the immediate response is one thing. Everyone hears about it. They want to do something. They give, which is fantastic. But there are long-term needs for the recovery of those communities. And that's where the nonprofit community comes in, steps in, and helps people get their lives reestablished. So right now, this very minute, dollars from CFC are helping people who went through Maria recover. And the same thing is going to happen with Florence in North and South Carolina. There has been a tremendous outpouring of caring by the American people to support our neighbors in North and South Carolina and parts of Virginia that were affected. But the long-term recovery, that's going to be next year and the year after. So a gift through the Combined Federal Campaign to one of those organizations that does disaster relief is a way to help you rebuild those communities on the long term.
And the portal does have thousands of charities that federal employees can donate to. How does that portal help employees navigate to the charities that may interest them the most?
Well, one thing that donors can know is that the combined federal campaign every year vets all of the charities in the campaign. They are legitimate nonprofit organizations that are recognized by the IRS. They are a bit of a stamp of approval on those, not for what their missions are, but certainly for the fact that people can know that their dollars are going to legitimate charities. It's really easy to search. Look, one of the things with our campaign is having employees focus on those causes they care about the most and talking about those. One thing that the Combined Federal Campaign provides us is just a platform to share stories about what's important to us and get other people engaged in doing something in their community. All you need to do is say whatever cause you're interested in, be it kids, education, veterans, health issues. You type that in the search function within the portal, and you can get to charities that have those sort of services. And by the way, we still have a hard catalog of caring that we'll be sharing with employees, particularly those that may be mobile and not have as many opportunities to be on work computers. And there's some easy ways that folks can search there as well for charities that they're interested in through that hard document, because it's based in large part on federations that gather charities and organizations that share common interests or serve certain aspects of the charitable spectrum.
So I know that in the past, agencies have usually done things like bake sales or events at their agencies to drum up support and raise funds for CFC charities. From your own perspective at DHS, what has your agency done to help drum up support?
One thing that's really popular here at my agency are chili cook-offs. It brings the competitive nature out, and also you get a great lunch out of it. So that's one of the techniques that folks around here use to get people engaged. But, you know, the sorts of events really depend on the culture of the agency. I've seen talent shows, which are pretty amazing. Every year at the Farm Credit Administration, they do a play that employees on their own time write and perform in front of practically the rest of the agency. So it really depends on what the traditions are of the particular agencies or offices. And the whole purpose of events is to get people excited. It's to provide an opportunity to talk and, frankly, to do something social in the workplace outside of normal everyday duties. And so these events are really important for the CFC, but they're also really important to us as federal employees in the fall. It gives us an opportunity to break from what we do every day, every hour, and just socialize with our colleagues.
And of course, this is only the beginning of the CFC campaign. This is going to run through January, but along the way, in the next 4 months, what kind of events are we going to see?
We are going to have a number of emphasis days this year. We are going to focus on volunteerism. We're going to participate in Give Back Day. Those will give an opportunity for us to explain the story of CFC to employees around the region. Also, we are encouraging agencies to have messaging that reflects their agency, to get that out to employees throughout the campaign. But I think our Giving Day activities, our Volunteer Day activities are going to give us an opportunity to say, stop, let's talk about this a little bit more, let's talk about it through social media, and let's talk about it to each other.
Vince McConey is chairman of the CFC for the National Capital Area, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman. Be sure to check out Jory's story at federalnewsradio.com.